I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
This is our sloppy second extra special weekly release that's, well, all about you.
You listening right now. It's about
you. It's you, darling. And if you want to get in touch, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas.
Dirty dilemmas.
Funny stories.
Or anything else, temp crazy or what?
Cuckoo. You can get in touch. I don't know what this accent is. It's not even a fucking accent, but we're going with that. You can email us at letters@gossipgazepod.com.
DM us on Instagram @gossipgazepod.
And you can get in touch via WhatsApp. Texts.
And we got voice notes actually
today. Yeah. Voice notes. Go wild. I don't know. Why am I now going leads? Yeah. If you wish to remain anon, just say we'll never out you. And we can even disguise your voice and put big light on. Head over to this episode's description to find out more.
Do you know what? We went on like a train from the north to the south, then back up to the north.
Well, do you know what? Choo-choo. Do you want anything else, Camp Crazy or Choo-choo? Listen, it's our sloppy seconds.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. I hate Mondays. Who else hates Mondays?
Depends on the Monday for me.
Really? Why so?
If I'm working Sunday night, I don't like the Monday. But if I've got Sunday, Monday off, that's me weekend.
Right.
So I actually sometimes like a Monday.
Right. I hate Mondays no matter what I'm doing because just everyone's miserable. If you go to the shops on a Monday, people are miserable.
Mizzo.
More arguments in the shops.
There is.
More kids squealing and pissed off because they've got to go back to the schools that are all crumbling around them.
How bad's that?
Terrible.
Bloody terrible, innit?
Bloody Tories.
Oh, I was going to say, no, don't matter.
What?
I'll tell you on the main episode.
Why?
Because it's a story.
Oh, okay. So you're not even getting... If you're listening to Sloppy Seconds, you are literally only getting half the show because we say what we're saying, so... Probably no point listening to these ones.
No, because this is all about you listening, not about us.
It's not about us. That's why it's about you listening. We've got voice notes.
This is Mr. Day UK update.
Update.
We actually slagged this Mr. Day UK off last time.
No, I never.
Because you were like, oh, well, you're not Mr. Day UK this year.
Oh, well, I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No, pull the tapes. I never said that.
Pull the tapes.
I never said that.
Hey, Gossip Gays. This is David Orwood here from Homo Parody, also known as Old News, Mr. Gay 2022. I just wanted to say a huge thank you for the shout out on our podcast. The girls are screaming. The WhatsApp group has gone wild. And we're just so grateful for the shout out. And I just wanted to let you know that our classes are for everyone in the LGBTQ+ community. So no dance experience is required. We take you through the basics. We make you feel fierce and fabulous. And we just have a bloody good time when we're doing it. So, yeah, I just wanted to clear that up. And in talks about the Manchester branch, I'm more than happy to hand it over and collab. Let's talk. but, yeah, I just want to say a huge thank you. It really does mean the world to us. We are trying to do a good thing and we're just starting out and it's just really special for us to get this kind of mention. So we're sending lots of love and keep doing what you're doing because you're amazing. Aww. Lots of love. Bye.
He sounds really lovely.
Yeah.
For someone who's so old news. His words, not mine. I just think we need to send them an invoice because they've had two mentions now. That's basically an advert. And while we are about giving to the community, you know, giving to the community doesn't put Lecky on my fucking outdoor lights, does it? I'm joking. It sounds fab.
It does.
Would
sound
you
really
lead the Manchester branch of people who can't dance? Not that they can't dance. I'm saying it because you can't dance.
Shady bitch.
I'm saying it because you can't dance.
I don't think I'm in a position to lead a dance troupe.
No. Unless it was like rhythm not essential.
I'm literally the fat one at the back. Like that's where I'd want to be. That's where I want to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when I go, and it's rarely I do this, but even when I go to the gym and I do a class, I always want to be at the back. I don't want to be one of the gym fit girls at the front who know all the moves before the instructor does. Do you know what I mean? I want to be
the cunt.
I just want to be the fat one at the back who's just sweating and
taking breaks. When you lead these classes that are like obviously hell.
Which I don't do anymore, by the way.
Why?
Because I just take clients in now. So I pay
strictly clients now.
But go on, I'll pretend.
Well, when you used to, did you think, oh God, this girl's going to be in and she fucking annoys me because she knows the full routine?
No, that didn't annoy me. That's fine. I like that they're into it. It's fine.
What annoyed you?
The ones that really annoyed me were people who turn up like 10 minutes late and then act like they own the place. I'm like, no, get out. Go away. Do you know what I mean?
Get out?
It's like, it's a free class.
Get out like, right now.
Jojo there.
It's the end of you and me.
Yeah, like some people are very entitled about their free pump class. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
Pure gym for you. Mm-hmm. I go to a really expensive gym now.
You don't go to one?
Yeah. The McGym.
The McGym.
I'm joking, obviously. Let's go to...
That's so weird. That is so awkward.
Why was that so awkward?
I don't
obviously. Because I'm minging. I don't go to the gym or to classes. I hate classes. So, anyway, it's not about us, it's about you.
Yes, listeners. This says, hey, Gossip Gays, I heard your last sloppy seconds where you were asking for reviews, etc., and asking people to say where your followers came from. Sake. So Danny and Billy can do the accents, funny as fuck, but they put little asterisks in fuck.
They must have wanted you to say fuck.
Right, fuck. I wrote you a 5-star review called Love from a Hetty. I am from the Wild West of Cornwall. You've just been there.
I've been there. Honestly, there's a correlation between where I go and our listeners, I swear.
And I would love to hear you both try a Cornish accent, not the same as your standout Bristol accent. Hetty man in Cornwall often call each other me lover. All right, me beauty. Was on me handsome. Anyways,
was on me handsome.
Love the positivity and Hetty Room 101. Stay classy, upright and tight. Well, I think you should actually... This is a nice little segue into Review of the Week. Do you not think? And do you want to read it out? Because you've just been to Cornwall.
You do it, darling. You read that bit. Everyone knows I can do a Cornwall accent.
Go on, then.
Not funny, is it, when I do it? You should do it.
Hetty from a postie.
No, I'll do it. I've got this.
It's quite long.
Love from a Hetty postie. First up, I'm the owner of a French bulldog rescue. And a Hetty. Sorry about that. I love the Gossip Gays, I do. Everybody knows Danny and Billy are hilarious and laugh out loud. And let me tell you, but why is this so shit, this accent?
It's a bit shit.
All right, do you want to carry on?
No.
And let me tell you both, those kitties have claws.
You can't do the accent.
Kitty girls got claws.
I'm a puss man, and I've been working my way through all of the GG podcasts on my round, and it even makes delivering all that junk meal, Domino's Pizza, I'm looking at you, bearable. The standout for me, though, is Danny's passion for making a stand against the Tories. For all the hate and divide they promote, and divide us all either on identity or working people struggling to live a life of security, health and happiness.
You know, Wales.
I can't help it. I think I'm better at Wales.
You are better at Wales.
I can't think of a more supportive voice for all in popular culture than Danny at the Moo Man.
You're a pop culture icon.
I'm a pop culture icon. I am. It's refreshing and empowering to hear such conviction and nothing and nobody is out of bounds. No spin, just heartfelt honesty and truth. I find it moving, I can't lie, I can. I keep doing you thing, it's lovely.
Right, where's it going? Where's it going?
Where'd you get your cat from? It's lovely.
You keep doing you thing, it's lovely. You stay upright, classy, and love Dave the Postman.
There we go, Dave Postman.
Sorry, Dave the Postman.
That was horrible, actually.
Okay, sorry.
It was horrible, horrible, horrible. Well, if you want to leave us a review, do it on Apple Podcasts. It's really the only place you can, which is a bit annoying.
Can I just say as well, I love that Dave the Hetty Postman likes the show. You're not our target audience, Dave. You never will be.
Nope.
But thanks. And if you get a bit of summit from it, you're an ally. I support it. And also, Dave, you know, thank you, I suppose.
I think Dave is our first ever straight male contact we've had for somebody who listens to this show. It's always like straight girls. We've never had a straight male, I don't think, getting contact with us.
Well, we might have.
Well, I don't recall.
They've just not made it known to the jury.
No. So if you're a straight male and you listen to us, leave us a review and let us know.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't hate you. We just hate your culture and everything else about you. No. You're fine. We love you.
Just hate your community. Right. Douching Fest update.
It's not their fault.
I know, it's not their fault.
And I do feel bad for straight men sometimes.
Same.
But then I remember, you know, you're on top of the world, darling. If you're still, you know, unsuccessful and you're straight and white.
You're
doing something really fucking wrong.
Right. Should we go to this voice though?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. So, just an update about the festival with the douching station that you were talking about. I was actually at a whole festival this summer.
Fab.
And it was the most incredible experience of my life. So this festival is a queer festival on a lake in Germany. There's literally zero rules at this place.
Fab.
Like, everyone's naked, everyone's having sex, and they also have this cruising village in the forest there. So there's like multiple different dark rooms, you know, it's fucking crazy. Basically, the douching station got closed down halfway through the festival.
Oh.
And what I've heard from other people, this is all alleged, by the way, but someone told me that the reason the douching station got closed down is because someone prolapsed so bad that an organ fell out.
No! No! That's Final Destination
you
level
can't
shit. That's
shit
not true.
An organ out.
What? An organ?
Someone's watched Final Destination
an
for.
An organ?
No.
Do you know what?
What, like with full fucking set of keys and everything?
No, there's no way an organ fell out.
Yeah, and a violin.
Fuck that. Tuba.
And a tuba.
Tuba. Tuba. Oh, no, there's no way. I'm sorry. There's no way. No. I think it got closed down because it was backed up full of shit.
Because it was so full of shit.
Yeah, it was actually toxic waste.
Oh, really?
No. So like, your whole digestive system's connected, right? So not just one organ would just slip out.
If an organ could slip, what organ would slip?
So it would be basically like your anus would fully...
But your anus isn't an organ. Well, I don't know what you do in the bedroom, Sam.
It can, like, it would plop out and then it would be your intestines.
No, that's why
no one's, like, shit out a kidney.
And can you imagine, like, someone's intestines in the showers in Germany? Oh, my God, I found a wiener. They look like a fucking roll of sausages.
There's no way.
You've basically got your anus, your rectum, and your intestines, right? Like, your colon.
I don't tickle that deep.
Absolutely not.
This is a wild, wild rumour from a lot of people that quite clearly sound like they were on drugs.
100. I think this festival, though, sounds really cool.
Like, I'm not surprised you think it sounds really cool.
You've got a lake, you've got your cruising village in the woods. I think that sounds fantastic.
What's this festival called?
They've not left the name
of
it.
We do a Gossip Gays Investigates series where we investigate this festival.
Around the lake in Germany. I mean, I'd be down for that. Sam, are you up?
I have a journalism degree.
We couldn't get naked together, though. I thought this when I went to the nudist beach in Spain. Like, would I sit around on the nudist beach with Billy and Morgan and Sam naked?
Yeah, have you ever been skinny dipping with mates?
No.
So, yeah, I have, like...
You have?
Yeah, I lived abroad for 3 years, yeah.
Producer Lucas has done it. He's lived abroad for 3 years. I don't know what it means living abroad.
I didn't go on it. They were mates.
Like, and they were straight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
See, I've been skinny dipping a few times, like swimming all the time. But like for one,
I love skinny dipping swimming. I love the willy in the waves.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like if the water isn't deep enough, you just sort of stood there naked with your mates. It's a bit like, oh, this is weird.
I like being in the sea because you float a bit more.
Yeah, you do in the ocean.
Yeah, and then your little tickle tackle just floats in the sun like woo.
Thing is, I'd do it if we were a little bit drunk and we went down to the beach and we're like, oh, let's all get naked and go in. But I wouldn't go sober to a beach and be like, right, we all get naked then.
So you say you need drink for confidence. Should we stop the rest of these notes today and talk about that?
Funny enough, this says I've got an addiction, this next one.
Billy's wrote into their own podcast. Let's hear Billy's letter.
I've got an addiction to getting tattoos, it says. I can't stop myself from getting them. Every single paycheck, I must book another tattoo. It's the first thing I do. Please tell me if this is okay and any advice on what tattoo I should get next, because payday is coming. Thanks. Love yours.
I think they should get a tiny beard tattoo.
Some people have got... Somebody actually...
What, I'm joking. Don't get that.
I can't remember her name, though, and she's got a really fucking good one. Oh, they might have a really good one. Sorry, I don't
know
the
pronouns. Big on the top of the arm in colour.
Big in colour.
Called Kirsty.
Gorgeous tattoo.
Really, tattoo.
Really good tattoo. It's so well done as well.
And you know, people sometimes get me to sign the leg with a Sharpie.
That's nuts.
And then they get a tattoo.
And then they come back and get a tattoo.
Have you seen on TikTok?
What?
There's a girl... There's like this meme going around that is like, oh, I won't regret this tattoo. And then they post a... tattoo they regret getting, and someone did that with Russell Brand's signature. Sign it with a Sharpie, now it's tattooed, and she's like, oh,
just get an X.
Well, I met a guy at a meet and greet last week who got a Harry Potter tattoo, and I jokingly was like, oh, I bet you regret that now, you big turf. And he went, well, I don't want to cover it because my dad's ashes are in that tattoo.
Oh shit.
It's and like, I said, how do you know it's your dad's ashes? He went, well, they give you the pot at the end. I went, yeah, but it could have someone's anti-maurine in there, a bit of fucking coughing from 5 days before. Well, you've probably got about six dead people in that arm.
And what did they say?
He went, oh.
Oh, was it awkward?
Wasn't awkward, but, you know, I was like, is this even legal?
Right.
Is it clean to put that into an arm?
Surely you can't get ashes tattooed in.
But yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. I've seen it.
That's wild. Sounds like a scam to me. Sounds like a scam.
Crazy and cute. And you pay extra? Yeah, you want your dead mum in your arm? Yeah, it's an extra £250 for that.
They do that, bastards, wouldn't they?
Perfectly safe.
It's perfectly safe, darling. I'm looking at my mum. I'm literally going to say mama.
No offence, Tracy, but it'll have to be a big tattoo. Full back piece. Just some angel wings. It's my mum's wings.
She's flying high.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Right, well, I think, get a Danny Beard tattoo.
No, I think get a nice... If you're going to get a tattoo, get something... Maybe that means something to you. One tattoo I got that I love, I got my mum and dad to write on... the female boss. No, I got my dad to... Do you remember that?
Yeah, female boss.
Who had the female boss on the arm?
To Lisa.
I didn't get them to write that. I got my mum and dad to write love.
Oh, yeah.
So the top one's my dad's writing and the bottom one's my mum's.
And they just
and
got that tattooed.
And got stick and poked into my arm there.
That's gorgeous.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Can you see that on the camera?
Fabulous.
Nice. If you're just listening to this as a medium, which it is intended as a podcast, I'm sorry that you didn't see that. But it basically says love. I'll audio describe that for you now.
Go on then.
Danny Beard holds their hand up towards the camera. As the camera pans in, we see the word love spelled L-O-V-E.
One in red, one in dark black, really.
Well, they say it's black, but it's always a bit greeny, isn't it?
It is a bit greeny.
Is your tattoo gone greeny? Mm. Your fist fucker one's green.
I know, yeah. So I've got one that says FF on my right hand wrist.
Yeah.
And it's the Britney Spears Femme Fatale logo. But we all know on Grindr, FF stands for fist fun. And I've got that tattooed on my wrist.
Yeah. Mistakes
the
are made.
The more you know.
And then you've got, what's that one?
A Beyonce one on my right wrist. It's the frames with the hydraulic frames.
What's that bit?
Cunt to the feminine. That bit.
You still watch that every day?
Every day I watch it.
Did you see recently she did the mute in Atlanta and it went on for like 10 minutes? Look around, everybody, on mute.
Yeah, the mute lasted ages.
And apparently people say that she thinks she was filming it for like...
She was for
a
Houston.
A tour DVD or something.
Because
all the outfits were amazing and they all had these little light up wristbands, you're saying?
Yeah, so Houston got that, two shows.
So what tattoo should they get?
Beyonce. Beyonce.
Now, I think you should get a little pink triangle.
Oh, like our logo.
Like
but
our,
also
our
it's
logo.
The queer triangle.
Which is why we've got it.
Exactly.
We're not daft, darling. we're not fucking daft, you know. We think of these things.
We thought it through.
And then get a B and a D in it.
And an S.
Or a D and a B for Danny and Billy, but also Danny Beard, in case you don't like Billy. No, don't get an S or anything else. Just a D and a B.
Okay, got you. We're going to hit pause on here now.
Okay, look, everybody on mute.
We're going to listen to some adverts. And then after the adverts, we're going to come back to our voices talking about you.
Are you a loyal listener of the Gossip Gaze podcast?
Yeah, baby.
Do you set an alarm every Monday and Thursday ready for us to release ourselves upon to the world via podcast medium? Do you laugh out loud whilst driving on the train? Driving on the train. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Maybe you're travelling abroad and you can drive on a train. Or maybe you're just on a train. Or maybe you're just driving. Well, anyway, why not tell your besties, your fellow queens and queers and fagots, allies, anybody really, anybody that will listen that has ears, tell them about the Gossip Gaze. Spread the love by spreading this podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now. Even share it via text medium, or you could write it on a note and post it through your neighbour's letterbox. We'll give you a few moments to post to do this. And when you do it, you will receive really good juju and you will not have a bad day.
You sound like you're auditioning to be the creepy girl in this Stephen King film.
I'm just showing the people that are listening to this that I've got a bit of range.
Versatility.
I've got versatility, darling. I've got the range.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Gaze Sloppy Shakens.
Sloppy Shakens.
We got some more letters for you, and this is all about you,
Mammy and Daddy. This is your Sloppy Shakens, Mammy and Daddy.
This is a dilemma from somebody who's written in. And this says, I saw my friend's boyfriend on Grindr. This is a straight monogamous relationship, by the way. Thank you for clarifying that. I didn't know it was him at first, as it was a blank profile. But after chatting and swapping pics, I asked for a face pic.
You knew.
He's giving the whole way. I'm not sure because we actually know each other, playing the whole game, then sends me a pic. So obviously I'm like, what the fuck are you on here for? Then block. This was 3 years ago. Fast forward to now, he's reappeared on Grindr and messaging me saying he wants to have sex with me. I obviously am telling him no, but that he needs to tell his GF, my friend. I found out every what?
Very recently, it
Thank
says,
you.
Darling.
Cheers,
I found out very recently.
Mm.
Say that with me.
I found out very,
very recently, well done,
from other people that he is a serial cheater. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Said that on last episode. Apparently with males and females. So now this is the situation I'm in. I don't want to be the one to tell my friend all this, and either she accepts it and they break up, or she doesn't and it costs us our friendship. Help me, please. I think if your friend knew that you knew for 3 years, they'd be more angry at that than you telling them.
Yeah, and I also think you, like, Oh, it's so hard because what's your friend supposed to do? How do you want your friend to react? They're either going to believe you. I don't know. I feel like you've known too long.
It depends. So say if this was me and you, yeah. And say your boyfriend was messaging me on Grindr on a blank profile.
I'd flip a table.
I'd tell you straight away, though.
But where if I got?
Doesn't matter if you're as close as with your friend as what you say you
are.
Yeah,
you should have told him 3 years ago. You're 3 years too late to the party.
But you don't need to mention this 3 years ago thing. You could say it's recently.
Or how do you, when you found out very recently from other people, maybe that's your angle in, listen, I don't know the score.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just distance yourself from the situation and just say, listen, I don't, because not to be deceitful or lying, but just to protect their feelings a little bit more, but just say, listen, I found out very recently from some people, here's the people, that such and such is a serial cheater. And apparently they're on Grindr sleeping with people. I mean, I don't know, but here's some screenshots that someone sent me.
I think I'd say the message me.
I think he's playing with fire, messaging your girlfriend's boyfriend, messaging your girlfriend's friend. Forget about gender, forget about sexuality.
Mm.
You're talking about someone's, your friend's partner messaging you for sex. No, yeah. Bitch.
This is why I think you need to tell your friend.
No,
ASA.
Bitch. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Bitch, yeah.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
100%.
But I've got a sneaky suspicion that this person writing in likes it.
Ooh.
I think they like it. Because why have they not said 3 years ago?
Right, well, there's...
I think you like it. I think you're a bitch as well. How about that? I think you're a sneaky little bitch. And you know you're a sneaky little bitch.
Do you know what? There was a time in my life where somebody's friend... boyfriend did message me years ago.
Oh my god, is this the same boyfriend that came onto my ex-boyfriend in Cruise 101 toilet? We mentioned Cruise 101 a lot. We need to be sponsored by these. What, mine have to buy a fucking straw every time I go in?
No, I don't think it is the same person, but I mean, I actually didn't tell the person at the time that their boyfriend was messaging me for sex.
Yeah, but you slept with them, that's why.
I know. So that's maybe that's why.
So
I didn't...
you were the sneaky bitch you mentioned.
But I weren't very close with this person at
the
time.
But did you know it was their boyfriend when you slept with them?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Why did you do it? Can I just get into the psyche of that?
I think it was after work. I was a manager.
You didn't care.
Suit manager. And I'd had a few drinks and I was looking on Grindr and then they was like, do you want to come over?
There we go, that excuse.
I mean, the excuse? I mean, I don't think I would have done it sober. I mean, I'd had, like, maybe a couple of gin and tonics and just went round. Is that bad of me?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
They weren't my friend, though.
Oh, here we go.
They're all of a sudden... start off with my friend?
Yeah, yeah.
They're my friend
anyway,
now.
Anyway, this isn't about you or me. This is about the listener, thank
Yeah.
Let's move the spotlight off Billy's behaviour and back to you. This. Help me, please. I don't think you need help. I think you need to tell your friend about your boy, about a friend.
You need to say about, yeah.
I mean, it's going to go one or two ways. She's either going to not believe you and call you a trouble causer, or she's going to believe you and a relationship's going to be over and you're going to need to be there for you. I understand people don't want an awkward conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to have. No one wants an awkward conversation. But at the end of the day, this knowledge has been bestowed upon you and you either need to do one thing. You've already decided 3 years ago not to say something. It's crept back into your life.
Say it now.
And the fact he's messaging you, no, bitch.
Tell your friend, she's going to believe you, because why would you tell her if it weren't true? That's
And if you've got the messages on your phone and you've got the pictures, bingo.
There we go.
The bastard's been caught out.
Should we wrap up from there?
Yeah. God, Sam wants to get off. Do you know what she's saying? God, she's sprayed
a
Lynx Africa.
She's got a fucking, I know, she's spraying herself with Lynx Africa. She must have a PT appointment. Right, she doesn't do classes no more. Right, so if you want to get in touch with us, don't forget, guys, share your biggest confessions. We're loving our confessions at the moment.
We love them.
Back on Maine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We love a confession on Maine. We love a dirty dilemma.
Yeah, dirty dilemma.
Oh, yeah, we love a funny story. We love anything, really. Camp, crazy, and what?
Cuckoo.
Oh, I want it to get in your face. I just threw a tissue. Actually, I've snotted in that tissue. Maybe I shouldn't have thrown it.
No.
Anyway, email us at letters@gossipgazepod.com. Not letters at gossipgazepod.com, because that wouldn't get to us. DM us on Instagram, gossipgazepod.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in touch via WhatsApp as well. It's all in the description.
And leave us a 5-star glowing review, by the way, on Apple Podcasts, and we'll read your accent out if you leave your accent. Where are you from in the UK?
Yeah, as long as we won't get cancelled for doing it.
Here we go.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.